Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our next question for consideration then tonight is, doesn't the Bible teach that we are not to owe anyone money? How can we buy a house, cars, and things of that nature if that is indeed the case? Well, to begin with, I don't believe that God explicitly teaches us that we cannot borrow money. I'm very acquainted with, familiar with the scripture that we will consider here in just a few moments, where I believe that this question is derived from. Yet we do find is that God warns about the dangers of debt. He identifies in Proverbs 22 and verse 7 that the borrower may actually become a slave to the lender, and that in essence he owns that individual. He rules over that person. How is that so? In the fact that the interest will eat you alive, especially whenever you look at this high interest debts that are out there, such as a credit card and things of that nature. So therefore, God is warning about incurring too much debt, because hence you will be a slave to that of which you have borrowed. But then in like figure, he identifies an individual who he calls wicked. And that wicked individual is one who has borrowed money, but he refuses to repay it. It's not that he has gotten himself into a circumstance and the circumstance has gone beyond his control and he's not able to pay. I believe that biblically God identifies is that those individuals even can be forgiven of their debt. And we have even legal laws that would allow that to happen. Yet this individual either has gotten involved in a debt that they knew from the beginning they could not pay, or they've gotten involved in a debt that they had no intentions of paying, even though that they might be able to pay it. And that individual who will not repay it, God sees them as wicked in His sight. That is sin. What does God say then, as it would deal with you and me as Christians in making wise decisions about going in debt, buying a house, buying cars, and things of that nature? I believe God wants us to count the cost. We can draw this from Luke chapter 14, verse 28. To count the cost means is that we ask all kinds of questions and we do all kinds of investigation with regard to interest rates and how long we're going to be paying that debt, and how that's going to factor into not only our income, but what is going to be required of the family for us being able to provide for the family all the way around. So therefore, we need to ask in a very big way and to explore this, can we actually afford whatever it is that we feel like we're needing to go into debt for? But then in like figure, and this is the passage where I believe that the question has come from, and that is Romans chapter 13, verses 7 and verse 8. And where Paul is speaking to the saints at Rome, he says very explicitly, owe no man anything, and that has caused some to say that we cannot go in debt, that is God commanding Christians not to go in debt. And yet at the same time, I want to challenge us to read it to this end, is that owe no man anything could mean, and I believe that it does from a contextual standpoint, is that we pay our debts on time. If I go to Carl and I borrow $1,000 from Carl and we set it up on a monthly payment, that over the course of a year I'm going to pay him $100, and for 12 months we're going to do that. So he's going to make $200 interest off of the $1,000 that I have agreed to borrow from him and to make these payments. Then we set the debt to where it's going to be paid on the third of each month. And the third rolls around, I cut him a check or I take him cash and I make him that payment. Do I owe you for that month? No, because I've met my obligation. But if the third rolls around and then the fourth comes along and the fifth comes along, Carl may be knocking on my door. Why? Because I now owe him. I've gone beyond what it is that we have agreed upon. And as we would obligate ourselves from a financial standpoint with debt, we are to owe no man anything in this sense, that we are to meet our financial obligations whenever they come due. Also, though, as we are looking at going in debt for homes and things of that nature, is don't make money into your God. The Scripture identifies from 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, if memory serves me correct, And he says that the love of money is a root of all evil. Sometimes people misquote that and they say, money is a root of all evil. And that's not true. That's not what God says. He says the love of money is a root of all evil. And some people have money and the things that money can buy as their pursuit in life. And therefore, this becomes their God. Little g, if you would. Man-made God. So as we are looking at incurring debt, we've got to be very careful not to allow money or the things that money can buy to become a God type figure to us. But then also, we need to do all that is within our power to do to live within our monetary means. We are to be content with whatever circumstance or situation that we are in. Paul was like that. And I play this out of Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through verse 11. When we look to the things that we have in life, God is responsible for all of the good gifts. James chapter 1 and verse 17. We need to praise Him for that, correct? And whatever situation or circumstance we're in, even from a financial standpoint, if we want to do better in life from a financial point of view, it might require us to go back to school. It may require us to look further to another type of employment. Yet, while we are in a situation that maybe we're not comfortable with, we do not feel as if the finances are where we want to be, it's never wise to go out and to say, well, I'm going to spend, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to find another job that's going to be able to pay what I feel like I'm worth or the type of living that I want to have. That's putting the cart before the horse, I think is what we used to call that. And we must not do that as Christians. But also, I think it's important for us to point out, as Christians, we must factor God into our weekly budget. As we are looking at providing for our family, putting food, shelter, and clothing there for those whom we love and responsible for, as we look at going out and doing the extra things in life, God wants us to put Him first in all areas, and therefore when it comes to budgeting, and I want to encourage all of us to do that, that will help us to live within our means and things of that nature that we've discussed. We need to make sure that we set aside what it is that God would be pleased with and that we give Him on a weekly basis what it is that He is due. As we are to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, let me close by saying that we need to render unto God what belongs to God. Amen.